I think we should welcome all, including Ms. Harreld, and I think there's always room for more growth in the Republican Party.
Our next question comes from Kevin McDermott, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
I'd like to get a little more background on your relationship with Mr. Allen. How well do you know him? Have you ever talked with him about the issue of Ms. Harreld?
Well, I've known Jim for a while. Jim has been a county chairman in Montgomery County. I don't remember for how long. I've never spoken with him about any of those just incredibly dumb comments that he would make. He's never talked in any sort of manner to me like that since I've ever known him. I have not had a chance to talk to him. I would hope that he's incredibly disappointed by the incredibly, incredibly wrong comments that he made.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Tom Kasich with the Champaign News Gazette.
Morning, sir. I'm wondering if you know if he's tried to call you, and then secondly, do you think this will damage your reelection campaign, especially in the primary?
I have not had a call from Mr. Allen, no. I sure hope it doesn't, because this is something that's out of my control. I'm just as disappointed as everyone else. I mean, imagine my surprise, Tom, when I'm sitting on the floor of the House working the farm bill, a very important issue to my district and our community, something that you know I've been talking about the entire time I've been a candidate and a member of Congress. And I pull my phone off the charger later in the day, and I see a whirlwind of emails and discussion on this issue. And I'm out here knowing that I've got to be on the floor debating farm bill amendments until late into the evening. It is very disappointing to me, out of my control, and it's something that I, you know, there are no excuses for his behavior, and I'm not making any. I sure hope it doesn't affect my campaign. I would hope that every single voter out there that knows me knows that these are comments that would never come from me. These are comments that I don't condone. These are comments that offend me as a father. And I hope they know me better than that.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Charlie Schlenker with WGLT Public Radio.
The comments and the likelihood that in the echo chamber of politics today they will be trumpeted by the opposition damage the Republican brand.
I hope it doesn't. I hope no comments that anyone makes on their own as somebody who's affiliated with the Republican Party damages the Republican brand, because I think the Republican brand is good. I think we're growing, we're getting better. We're talking about being the party of fiscal discipline. I mean, you look at the farm bill that we're pushing right now. We have cut $40 billion in spending. This is one of the first true cuts in spending, getting our fiscal house in order out here. And it still provides food and nutrition benefits to those who need them. And it also ensures that our farmers have the risk management tools through a strengthened crop insurance program that they were willing to give up direct payments in $20 billion. And they're only 20% of that farm bill. So I think the Republican brand is good. This issue is out of my control. It's something that I don't condone and I would never condone as a father. And I hope and I will be one leading the charge to ensure that the comments like this are not made by Republicans or Democrats or anyone in the future.
Our next question comes from Rich Miller with Capital Facts.
I have a question and maybe a follow-up, too. Do you think that Chairman Allen ought to resign his party position?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you wanted to lead the charge to make sure this sort of thing doesn't happen again. What exactly do you mean about that?
Like what I'm doing right now, talking to you about it. You know, this is not an issue anybody running a campaign wants to address. Somebody who is a supporter making inane and asinine comments like this. But the fact that we wanted to reach out to you and give you a chance to talk to me, and ask me questions, I think is an opportunity for me to stand up and say it's comments like these that make us put politics aside and campaigns aside. And come together and say what was written was wrong, and it should never happen again. And that's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm here today, Rich.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Abby Livingston with Roll Call. Ma'am, you may ask your question.
Hi, Congressman. Is a comment like this indicative of Republican Illinois establishment worries that Ms. Harreld's primary challenge could put this seat in jeopardy?
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't know anybody who thinks this seat is going to be in jeopardy. I think we're in a very good position. Recent polling done showed us in a very good position to continue to win this seat. And I think we've been doing the things that the voters of Central and Southwestern Illinois sent us to do. Remember, we beat the Obama wave. We were the only targeted seat in Illinois that was drawn for a Democrat to elect a Republican. It was a close race. We know we're a targeted race, and we're going to continue to spread our message and continue to do what the voters sent me to do.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff Bossert with WILL-AM-FM, Urbana.
Hi, Congressman. I was just curious about your reaction to the Vice President's comments yesterday. He said he did say that the gun push has faltered in Washington, but they haven't not given up on the issue of gun control.
Well, I think it's indicative of what the President, the Vice President, and many in the Democrat leadership have done here in Washington, which is instead of having a true discussion on how do we prevent tragedies like Newtown and Aurora, they've decided to push their own partisan political agenda for gun control measures. It's wrong. I think they're seeing the effects of that, and I hope they regroup and change their modus operandi. Hey, is that it?
At this time, sir, there are no further questions.
All right. Hey, I want to say thank you to everyone again. I got to run back out and vote on some amendments on the Farm Bill. Happy to chat with you, but thank you for being here today. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about how offended I am as a father, and thank you for giving me the opportunity that you do to talk to you on a regular basis. You guys enjoy, take care, and we'll see you in Illinois this weekend.